Start in Zayda Torah, Moshe Zayin Adar, Toshin Behe, Rav Chaim Nosson Halpin.
There's various different ways how to start off a Shia. Recently, I was by a chasana of one of my close friends. Actually, a chavrisa that I normally learn with at this time, and only thanks to him I'm able to. He gave me from his time to learn in the Shia. Reb Shmuel Nosson Cohen Khan. And by his chasana, as he started a drusha, it's the first time I've heard someone start a drusha like that. And he started off by singing the niggun, "Thank You Hashem." And the reason why I chose to begin mentioning this is because I feel that if we're in just a few hours, it's Wednesday, now Friday morning. On Wednesday, there was a terrific ness that happened here in town. And it's only Menaroi that we're giving a public shia to mention the incredible nissim. There was a group of girls from Jewish High, and 30 girls or more on a bus. And as we were traveling, they smelt fire, felt something was wrong. And asked the driver to pull over to the side, just to check it out. He wasn't very interested, and he carried on driving. And eventually, they literally had to force him that they have to stop the bus. The girls came off the bus, and just after the last girl got up off the bus, the entire bus exploded, and they were all saved. To illustrate, I brought with a bigger picture of the nest of the bus, what it looked like afterwards. The pictures everyone saw by the tremendous nissim that happened in Eretz Yisrael just 2 weeks ago is far worse than that, the remnants of this bus. And as my father mentioned to me before, he used the koyach hatzir, that's the power of imagination. If Chas v'Sholem, they wouldn't have got off on time, what Manchester would have looked like yesterday, today? How many families to lost children of that age, Ahmad al-Islam. And this is an incredible ness, which we don't have words to express the Shvach Vidot to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But to connect that at least to Parashas Zochar, this teaches us how much Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he loves Klal Yisrael, he loves us, he's literally crazy about us. This is a ness, L'malav Derech HaTeva, that it came off at the split of the moment. And there were saved as much as a tragedy. We see when it comes to Parashas Zochar, what was the introduction to Amalek coming? Klal Yisrael said, "Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oyin." Is Hashem amongst us or not? And Rashi says the famous Moshe in Parashas B'Shalach, when it says the story of Amalek, there was a father carrying a child on his shoulder, and if the child needed something, he asked his father to give it to him. He gave it to him, and the second time, and the third time, and then as they're going along, the child on the father's shoulders, they meet someone, and this son has got the chutzpah to tell this person. He says, "Have you seen my father?" So the father says, "You don't know where I am." So he throws him down, and the dog came and he bit him. And this is the introduction to Parashas Amalek, and after the pasuk carries on, Vayove Amalek. When we question Hashem's existence, when we question Hashkochah Protis, Hayesh Hashem Kibbein Emoyin, then there's tragedies. Whereas when we zoichet to see this nisim, that should arouse within us a tremendous level of avas Hashem. Especially when it could look like just a coincidence. I heard recently Lieutenant Birnbaum, he used to say, coincidence is co-incidence. You have to change the co to co. It's Hashem incidence. That means it's Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the one that's really doing all the series of events. And the whole ness of Purim brought about an avas anesim, more says a Shabbos daf peiches, that if not for the fact that Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah, then we would have an excuse. We were forced, Hashem put on top of us HaSinai, and that forced us to keep the Torah. Whereas afterwards, Rashi says one word. Rashi says me avas anes. What is me avas anes? When we appreciated the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he orchestrated all the series of events. It looked very innocent. We couldn't see Hashem without looking with Torah lenses to appreciate Hashem's running the world. But what happened was, We realized, we zoomed out, we saw the whole picture, every detail. Vashti being killed, Esther becoming the queen, all the things together that combined to bring about this Yeshia, which we understand from there, we see how the Rebbein Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. So the more we appreciate this, and we understand with this, we live with the details, Vashkocha brought this, that's really called understanding the message of Parashat Zohar, understanding the message of this Yom Tov Purim, which is Avor Leil L'Toiva. We don't have Levim, we don't have Riach HaKodesh, but sometimes there's a big Indian to be Melamas Chis on Klal Yisrael, Vedit Shiruv, Gdishas Levi. He writes very clearly, his Havoida was always about speaking well about Klal Yisrael. And this is really also knocking out Haman's power. The Gemara Megillah tells us there was no one that could say Lashon Hara like Haman. Leked Yod Lishon Abishak Haman. So if we're speaking good about Klal Yisrael, that's also a way to do the Mechias HaMolek. If you think about it, this Shmira that Klal Yisrael has been experiencing the last year and a half, again and again and again on a daily basis, and all the bombs from Iran that were sent, and all the... It's very easy to forget these things. I have to understand that the Nissan gloom that we're seeing, I was just thinking, who knows if there's not some sort of Srisa de la Sata, that means the Srisa of Klal Yisrael, which could be of bringing this about. And I explain what I mean. It's no secret we're living in a very porous generation where everything's okay, everything's allowed, everything's even legal. And nevertheless, Klal Yisrael, if you make a cheshbon, how much Klal Yisrael being showing themselves? How much Shmira are Klal Yisrael doing in various different aspects? For example, the design of technology. Number one, there's a huge percentage of Elchin that have got no Shaykhs, a very, very, very limited Shaykhs. But even those that do, think of how much money is spent a month, even just in this town alone, on having filters on devices. Whether it's on a laptop, it's on various devices. People are spending money on a monthly basis. And in Klal Yisrael itself, you're probably talking about tens of millions of dollars being spent on the Shmira. Klal Yisrael are protecting themselves on the Sabbaths and Nisyonis. There's Tzrochim, every killer's got their Gdorim and Siyogim, how they go about this. There's Noisa, there's Sugya. Oh, but the fact that people are spending money to have a Shmira, not to be Nichshel in Averis, that is a tremendous Shmira that Klal Yisrael are doing. When it comes to the Indian of Shmir Senayim. Recently, already over a year, actually even nearly 2 years, there's an organization called Vayimoyim, which on Torah Anytime and various other platforms, where there's a 2 or 3 minute clip every day on the Indian of Shmir Senayim. Every day, a different speaker, there'll be in a book published about it. And again, you can have 50,000 people a day that are tuned in to making sure that have inspiration to fight against the discernment of Shmir Senayim. That's Klal Yisrael doing Shmira. In the Indian of Shmir Saloshin, go to the Chofetz Chaim Heritage, ask them for the facts and figures, how many people they're inspiring, whether it's the new Adar Abba newsletter that's come out, or the other different programs, the tens of thousands of school children that they're inspiring. The Shmir Saloshim, which Takas, the Schis, the Manchur Shiva, was the first one. He took a dusty safe off the shelf called Chofetz Chaim, and he told Klal Yisrael, we need to make sure this is what we need to do before Mashiach comes to be Mesak in the Indian of Shmir Sadiba. And a person says something, we're cautious, we're careful. When it comes to the Indian of speaking about davening, there's been a gewaltige chizik in Klal Yisrael over the last few years. Many shuls are very careful. You can walk into a shul, you don't need to be able shmizing for no reason. There's a shmira, Klal Yisrael are being shaving themselves. And this understanding and appreciating what we are, what we're doing, and the amount of shmira Klal Yisrael are doing, that is something we need to be tuned into and appreciate and value. The hatzlocha of Klal Yisrael is such nisyonis on different fronts. And as you know, Midah Tovah Meriba, the Gemara says, is 500 times more. And Klal Yisrael, we see it back when the Rebbein Hashem smiles back and he protects us. And it was like here in our town to have such a nes call of a Shmira Elyoina. You have to appreciate that and understand that and feel with it. And the Kamayim Ponim El Ponim Kiviyochel, which Rebbein Hashem shows us, we have to be able to show back when it comes to Mishlech Monas and Thomas Lev Yoinim. We're tuned into the personal needs of other people. How can I help that person? How can I make up with another person? The leich knois es kalayidim, the achdus of appearing, the achdus of mishlach monas, caring of others. How can you be sensitive to another person's needs? This is something which is really the neshama of the yomtiv of parashas Zohar, the neshama of the yomtiv of appearing. And to tie in with this week's sedra, there's an incredible vote in the Chasam Sofer, which he says as follows. Chasam Sofer says that when the big day came, the Ayubcha told Moshe to instruct them to make the bigger tikkunah, the closer the koinim. Who did he speak to? He spoke to the Chachmei Lev. So there's a very interesting way how the Torah says it. The Torah says, Apostle Gimel, towards the beginning of a Sefer Perek of Ches, Apostle Gimel, Va'ata tadavim kol Chachmei Lev, you should speak to all the Chachmei Lev, Hashem Elei Sivriya Chochm, and I fill them with the wisdom, a spirit of wisdom, but also speak to Aaron, Lekach, and Lekhan, and Lee, and they should make for me the big day kinder. The Chan Tzofer says, you need to put a comma a bit earlier in the Pasuk. He says as follows. He says, many people are benched with kishronus. Many people have got abilities. They've got resources. They're gifted in various areas. And people around them acknowledge it. But very often, the person himself doesn't appreciate how much he himself can do. He brings this right in the Chavis Havavis. How is it possible to bring out someone's potential more? He says, many times it depends on a good friend or a parent or a sibling to be able to tell that person, I've noticed this good bit that you've got. I've noticed this good quality that you've got. You're good at this, you're good at that. That will encourage them. That will give them the motivation to be able to actually bring this to Lamaisa. So he says as follows. You should speak to the Chachmei Lev. Start the speech marks now. What should you tell them? Hashem Ilesiv Riyah Chochmah. Tell them I have filled them up with Chochmah. And then once they know what Kalichas they've got, then they'll be able to actually make the big Tekihina. So many times there was a story, there was a person that was serving in a shop selling food, and one of his yeshiva mates came in and was a bit surprised because he remembered in yeshiva this was the Bocha, this was the Metzi, and he was the best of the whole Olam, and he found it a bit interesting that he wasn't a Rosh Hashiva or a Klikoder somewhere, and he was close enough to him to bring up this conversation, and he said, really? I was such a good book in Yeshiva? He said, no one told me. I never knew. And sometimes, that's all it takes. People say, I give Dvar to someone else. Even with Gross Eden, what happened was, the Leshem, he wrote a sefer on Kabbalah. Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say over this story. And what happened was, the Ben Ish Chai got a copy of the sefer years later. He was so excited and he understood the depths of the sefer. He put on Big Day Shabbos and he appreciated the sefer and he sent back warm regards for this incredible sefer that had been published. And the response of the Leshem was, he says, if I would have heard this 20 years ago, it would have encouraged me to write another volume. And you see that even Grace Eden, when you tell them something, people get feedback. People show appreciation. People tell each other what qualities they've got. This is something which has tremendous effects. There was a story of Chaim Kreisowitz, the Rav of Antwerp, had the brilliant mind for photographic memory. Pavli Yushalmi, Kolatur Kule is a more clear mind. Ashfer Tolman, when you speak by Chasnas, you could hear him reading out the Gemara about Per Miller by Miller, like turning over the page in the air, continuing word after word. And during the war, someone came over to him and said that I've got a Swiss bank account and there's a lot of money there. I'm not sure I'm going to survive. And I want that it shouldn't be wasted. Who knows what's going to happen to me? I've got a son. I don't know where he is. I want to tell you how to access this money. I'll share with you the information necessary to be able to retrieve these funds from this account. If you find him ever, please let him know. Okay? He put it in his memory bank and he, excuse the pun, and he remembered all the details of this account. Years passed. Doesn't find his fellows looking, asking people. One day gets a knock on the door. There's someone going around for Achnosis Kala. He sits him down, he talks with him, asks him his name, where he comes from, and slowly but surely he puts things together, realizes this is the person whose father had shared with him this information. So he tells Rabid, I've got some news for you. He says, yeah, well, you want to give me a nice nadova from the chasna? He says, no, something quite different. So he says, I just want to tell you what your father had told me during the war. He says, you serious? He says, yeah, take the next flight to Switzerland. I told you what you need to have. Show them your proof of identity and you can retrieve the funds. And that's what he did. So what happened was, he was walking around for years and years. Behemoth, he was a gross Osher. The only thing was, he didn't know about it. That was the whole difference. And many people walk around with tremendous kochos and no one told them about it and therefore it doesn't get put into action. Just last night, someone was telling me how he heard by McGinnis Esther itself, you see this. Esther, think about it. She was the Yisoma, Eila Av Aim. She was brought up without any parents. And there comes one man, the Omni Gemara, Eureka, so she wasn't very nice looking. And he had this girl, and her cousin, Vodka Tzadik, had Rachmol Sabaya Oyman Sadas, he brought her up. And he invested koiches into her. The judges, Vaya Oyman means he brought her up. Oyman is a loshef and a minna, he believed in her. And from her came the holy Shia of Klal Yisrael. Now you have someone sometimes, you think, fine, okay, he's a lo yitzlach, he doesn't have a sluch and knife, he's a nebuch, he hasn't got abilities, and all it takes is someone else believing in them, and building them, and empowering them, and afterwards that's taka what came out of her. Even when she was taken taka shveyish, you see, if a chol yoyim v'yoyim Mordechai mishalich, a period of 5 years, every day Mordechai went past, and he had eye contact with her, the one of the say, he contacted her to be able to see that he's still there, he's supporting her. And when people know that people are appreciated, that empowers them to be able to do things. So much so, there was once a dinner where someone had gone through a difficult machla, and Baruch Hashem had become better. And he had become part of this organization which was helping other people. And there was a whole event where they wanted to honor him. So he requested that the doctor that had dealt with him should please attend, this event. So the doctor was there, Dr. Stern, and this person got up to speak, and he says, you should all know that I managed to pull through, and now I'm helping other people, because when I was 9 years old, and I was lying in hospital, and there was very little hope for me. But I overheard one conversation that this doctor said. I heard this doctor saying to a nurse that this is a very, very strong child, he's going to pull through. That's what I heard. I've never told him till now. I waited for the right moment to share it with him. This is what gave me the power to be able to pull through. So everyone listened to his Rosha, and then the doctor asked if he can say a few words. He wants to be able to speak as well. So the doctor got up to speak and he said, I'm happy that he invited me to come back. I dealt with his patient all these years. I just got one little comment to add. He said, I remember that story that said this word about that this is a very strong child. Just one little slight change. He said, I wasn't actually referring to this boy. I was talking about someone else on the ward. And this boy, I knew that very sadly, he did not have the strength to pull through. And I gave him very, very little chance. But because he had heard that someone has said about him that he's got the power to pull through, that's what gave him the energy to be able to do so. And how many times a smile at someone, speaking to someone, Mekayim this Chasm Sofer, of the Tadabal Kol Chachmelei, tell them, Hashem Yileisiv Yachochma, at home, wherever you meet people, people see things that are being done well, and you say a nice word to them, that gives them the koiches to actually be able to bring it to reality. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned this week in Parashat Tetzaveh. The first Balatim this week says, Lehizke Moshe Bazaar say, the appropriate day to talk about it today, Zayin Adar, the Yotza Moshe Rabbeinu, Mash'enke Mechala Chemish, from the time Moshe was born, every single Sedra is mentioned to him, his name. And the reason is, because Moshe asked, Mecheni no Mesivach HaShek HaSavto. Moshe asked that his name should be rubbed out, V'killas Chocham Afila Atnai Bo. So Mazai, the Rabbi Yosla had the remez, at the end of this week's Sedra, you'll see there's a gematria of Moshe's name. The last few words, like signing off his name at the end, the pasuk says, "Yichape olav l'dayre seichem, kodesh kadoshim hil Hashem." The gematria of Moshe is 345, and the gematria of Rosh Hashanah is Yichape olav yud and ayin is 80, l'dayre seichem is 30, is 110, kodesh kadoshim is another 200, is 310, hil Hashem is another 35, is 345. That is the last few words, Rosh Tevis is a Gematria Moshe. So the Sforn tell us that there's a connection between by Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't named after these words of Mecheni no. What does it mean, Mecheni? He says, Mecheni, the Sforn tell us, are Oisius Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. And Moshe was actually a Gilgal of Noach. What was he coming to be Mesakan? Because Noach, as Chazal tell us, he didn't daven enough for his generation. He didn't daven enough for the people of his time, and if he would have davened, he would have been able to save them. So Moshe came back now, and this is the ultimate level of being Moshe Nefesh Reklal Yisrael. He's asking that he should be rubbed out just to be able to save them. That's the Mecheni with the main Noach. And who knows, we mentioned before, the Nes that happened this week of the bus, for the Shemira Klal Yisrael doing, Who knows, there's many other things that we're doing, that Klal Yisrael are doing on a daily basis, the amount of Torah that's here, that there's a Shia every day here, thanks to Menachem David, who organizes it, and Reb Simcha and everyone else involved, puts in a time and effort and koiches to make the Shia, the Schis HaTorah with the Kviyas, and all those attending that they know that there's going to be an Olam, and all people, the feedback you get back after is people listening virtually, especially my uncle, Abdul Moshe, he listens every day in, he calls in, and many other people, and Torah that's here, the tefillahs are here, the brochas that are being made. If we would see the reaction and the effect of all these massive tovim, we would be left with very little bechira. But the Megillas Esther, but this rule says, is the word Megillas that have to reveal what's hidden. Many times, things seem to us hidden, but we need to know that really things are happening as a result of our actions. Coming back to Parashat Zohar, which we mentioned before, Hayesh Hashem Kibbeinim Oyin, in the old school book of Chaim Kanievsky, on page 243, there's an incredible story. 423, there's an incredible story about the young man living in New Jersey. And one day, as he was driving, he was involved in an accident. And sadly, he had knocked over someone, he'd killed someone. It was a goy, but he killed someone. He felt very bad about it. But it was his fault or not. The point was, he had killed someone. And he wanted to seek guidance from a God Ladoy. If there's anything for him to do about it, how can I advise him to have a taken? So, Kedarke Bakodesh, Reb Chaim, with his short and concise answers, he got back a four-lettered answer, one-word answer. Reb Chaim wrote it back one word, Amolek. Amolek, that was it. And he was bewildered. What's it, Amolek? Sometime later, the house of this killed person went on the market, and another he bought it. And this Yid went down to the basement and was looking around the house, and he found their box. And in this box, he saw documents and various photographs of the person that used to own the house. And he saw that this was an SS officer. This was this SS officer that owned this house. And Reb Chaim, with his Riach HaKodesh Mamash, he had calmed down his person and he told him, Mekayim the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. He was zeichet to be able to get rid of Amalek. Incredible story. You can check up the Rav. I checked up last night inside. Page 43. So we're wondering, this hatred that we got towards Amalek, this mitzvah to get rid of them to the last remnants, what's gone on? What they've done so wrong that's so against our everything that we stand for? So the Sforn tell us that Amalek is Gematria Rom. Rom is the Indian of Gaiv, of thinking that we've got our own existence. Rom is 240. And what happens is, Moshe was the one that counteracted the power of Amalek. We see why Parshas B'Shalach, he raised his hands. And Moshe is the highest level of Anova. The Torah gives aid to Moshe. In Moshe, there was the Moshe Apostle. Vish Moshe Onam Ma'oid. The Apostle said in Parshas B'Aloscha, Moshe was the greatest honor that there is. When a person lives with appreciation, that really he is a Bechinas Ayin. Ayin means that he's a nothing. And this is the Sedra where Moshe's name doesn't even appear. He was willing to totally be mevatel himself. So then, with Zoycha to have Ashkoch brought his. The Gemara tells in Soita, when a person of Al-Gaiv, he thinks he's running the world, then he's Zoycha to less Ashkoch brought his. He's Zoycha to see less the Yad Hashem. Now, sing this in the words, Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu. If you want that the Rebbeinu should be amongst us, Im Oyin, if you will hold yourself on the Bechin of an Ayin, which means on the level of nothingness. The more a person is mevatel himself, the more a person appreciates that it's only the Yad Hashem, then it will be zoicha to see the Hayesh Hashem b'kribein, then it's zoicha to see that Hashem is amongst us. At the beginning of the Sedra, there's two psikim which seem l'chayre quite out of place. The Torah's marich about the big tekehina goes through the various clothes of the Kohen head of the Kohen Godel, and afterwards about the Hakomas HaMishkan from Revi onwards. But the first two psikim are talking about the oil for the menorah, Shem Azai, Zoch Kos Lamoy. What's this introduction to the Hemshech of the Parasha? So I was thinking perhaps that the pshat is, we know that many people, you hear this excuse of people sometimes, especially in school and boys, that's how I am. That's how I am, and I can't be changed. That's what I meant, that's how I'm born. What do you want from me? Now, we know from Chazal that really, if I care, the person is created and he has the ability to be able to change himself, to change his midas. There's a very strong lashon from the Gaon of Mishnah, he writes, that a person that doesn't change his midas, lomani chaim, a person that says the Kotan Rebbe Remeilich writes as well, a person is created to be able to break his nature. But as Rav Shlomo Salanter said, it's easier to learn Shas than to break one midah. What tools do we have to be able to do so? So the Shem Shmuel, the beginning of the first Shtikl on Chanukah, speaks about the Menorah, it's got seven branches. Seven branches represent the seven midas of a person. There's Chesed, the Gevir, the Tiferes, there's various different midas which make up a person's behavior. And they come from the Shemen Zayi Zoch. He says Shemen refers to Chochmah. So when a person realizes that all his midas really come from Torah, a person understands that Torah's got the ability to be able to change a person in essence, then he'll understand his midas are only as a result of the Shemen. So the Torah is telling us about the Begodim, which the Gaon writes in Mishnei Taka, that the Begodim refer to a person's midas. You see in the Pasuk Hashem, Geis Lovesh, the Rebbeinu Shlom Kivyochel, he wears a cloak of grandeur of Geis. What does that mean? A person has a midas, you see by Grossi Eden, that when it comes to, they have to be Loichim al Chemes Hashem, then they can come forth as if they're very, very strong. When it comes to Mevata, someone else, then they're very easy to forgive. But they're very rach kikon, they're very flexible. That a person can have both elements, and it doesn't really make sense. Either he's a tough fellow or he's a softy. How can he have both sides to him? The Teretz is that midas are really only like your clothes. You can choose to wear them, you can choose not to wear them. The Teretz Akhtoma is, V'atat tetzavis b'nei Yisrael, a person should have the Shemen Zayi Zoch, a person has the Shemen, that will enable a person afterwards to learn the parashat of the God, the parashat of the midas, that can help him actually change them. And so Salanta says a person has an Yisrael in the of Gzela, for example. He says, if you learn the halachas, you learn the Torah, the chilek of the Torah that applies to that Nisoyen, that will help a person change himself. Chofetz Chaim writes the same thing in the introduction of Chofetz Chaim. He said, all the halachas, what you can speak, what you can't speak. So he brings a medrash of Parashas Nosoy, im yigata harba devrayim, if you work hard in the Torah, you learn the Torah about it, then the Ebrei Nishnam will take away the Yetzahara. But Rosh Yetzahara, Rosh Torah Tavlin, the Torah changes a person's Yetzaharas. Person that has in his soul a certain issue and he learns about it, that will weaken the power of the Yitzhar on that subject. So the Torah gives Akhtoma, the Shem Azai Zoch, and afterwards we can actually learn about the Midas. Just an interesting Gemara in Megillas Esther, we find that there was, the Gemara tells us that there was a big nest that Ahasuerus sent out very silly letters towards the beginning of the Megillah that every man should be the boss at home. It's very strange letters to send out. And if not for those letters, then when he sent out afterwards the letters that everyone can kill the Eden, nothing would have happened. No one would have waited until Adar. In Nisan, we came out that in another 11 months, everyone's got the ability to be able to go and kill all the Eden. No one would have waited around. Legally, you're allowed to kill every Jew, they would have gone for it. But they're a bit cautious, because he's a bit of a funny fellow, Zachashverish. He sent out also a different letter that every man at home is in charge to speak his language. So they decided, you know what, let's wait to see. So they waited. And afterwards, they sent out the Igris Shnius, which was sent out on Chof Gimel 7. And that there it said that Klal Yisrael got the right to defend themselves. But the question is, why wait so long? The first letter was sent out Yud Gimel Nisan. And 70 days later, in Chof Gimel 7, we're sending out new letters telling people to defend themselves. We know Homer's Yotzai, the second day of Pesach, Tezai Nisan, he was already hanging on the gallows. Why did they have to wait so long to send out the second messengers? So the Gaon writes in Megillas Esther, this is a Hezrim Chaim Kav many years ago, the Gaon writes that they wanted to be able to send the same messages again back with the letters. Because otherwise, my chos is the Som Chesahani, Som Chesahani, how do you know which messages to listen to? So they waited for the first couriers to come back, they sent the same ones out again with the second letter saying that Klal Yisrael can defend themselves, then they realize that it's real. The problem is, Rashi Megillas Esther says, and the Rotzim, Akshronim, and Arwachim, they were very, very swift messengers because they had to catch up the first ones. So if they're going to catch up the first ones, why are they waiting so long to send them out? So those that remember of Chaim, how excited he was, he discovered the Medrash and Parshas Vayechi that answers this question. And the Medrash says that the fact that Mitzrayim or Misabel, they mourned for Yaakov for 70 days, and that aroused some sort of kitzrik for Klal Yisrael. So in order to be misaken that, Klal Yisrael had to be left with a 70-day death sentence in order to counteract the 70 days that Mitzrayim was Abel. So I was wondering, What's the shaykhis between the two things? She explained that really part of the problem over here was that they didn't trust Mordechai's instructions. He told them very clearly, don't attend the seder, don't go. Chazal tell us in Gemara Megillah, they were near the Mesidus Achashverosh. That caused this gezeirah to come about. Why taka? So I heard of Pshat, the Chamsofer says, because they were rejoicing in the fact that there was no Beis HaMikdash. That was really the problem, the real problem. But Lemaisa, they didn't listen, they didn't trust Mordechai's instructions. So therefore, as the Mitzrayim, they were misabel on this tzaddik that was nifta. They were misabel on Yaakov that was nifta for 70 days. So that's a kitrug. Even the Mitzrayim appreciate the Gedolei Yisrael. How come you didn't? So they have to be left with this, their sentence of 70 days. When a person appreciates, though, that the whole thing was really, the Gemara tells, it was really a pirim spiel. The Rebbe Lishon put us in a matzah, thinking that we're going to have to be killed as a kapara for something that we've done. But really, we're going to be saved. And I heard some time ago from my brother, Rav Shmuel, he said, from this you can have such a chizuk. People sometimes think to themselves, they're in the middle of something hard, they're in the middle of something difficult, and they're so zoomed in that they get so lost and they get so worked up about things without realizing, just 1 second. Let's think about the Yid living in Manchester. There was 127 Medinas then. The Yid living in Manchester at the time of Akashverish. So, Haman's already hung. The first letters haven't come out yet telling everyone that we can kill all the Yidden. When they're going to come out, only in a few, it takes time to get here. There are no planes, they have to send messages to get there. So they send messages to go and tell them about it. 70 days later, they're going to get the second messages. Now, by the time people living here heard the terrible news, and the Megillah tells us, wherever the news came, Eva God like he did, they were crying away, they were sacked for Eva. It was disaster. There was a national decree to kill all the Jews. Now, hearing that news, you really, it's a spiel, because it's wrong. It's long over. Haman's been killed, the one Mevatel already. But you have to now go a period of time of 70 days to be massacred, whatever need is to be massacred. 70-day period, thinking, or being fooled to think that you're going to be killed. And a person lives with that clarity, and has the ability to zoom out whilst he's in the Torah, and understand that the Rebbeinu Shem is with us, Hashem, Ayesh Hashem Kirbeini, Mershim is with us, and he understands all the other nisim that's happened, and he appreciates when he asked his father to pass him something, it was Hashem giving it to him. He doesn't turn around and say, where's Hashem in the picture? He's sitting, Mershim is carrying him on his shoulders. The person lives with that clarity, that gives him the courage and the strength to pull through any difficult thing that he's going through, understanding that the Rebbeinu Shem got a cheshbon over here. We should be zoichataka to continue thanking the Rebbeinu Shem with the nisim of Klal Yisrael, the Klolos, and here in town with Frat. I'll be as good as Ted, they can hear you, man. Oh, man.